Welcome to episode 28, which is part one of my conversation with my dear friend Melanie. And we're diving into the topic of self-care, and we're going to be talking all about the mindset of self-care today, as well as a little bit of biblical encouragement and how you can start viewing your practice of self-care. Hey mama, welcome to Divine Design Wellness, where we're putting down deep spiritual roots and embracing our identity in Christ through holistic health. Do you want to love your body and feel confident in motherhood? Are you Googling quick workouts, devotionals, or time management tips? Do you wake up with great intentions only to find your littles take up most of your time and energy? Hey, I'm Carolyn, holistic health and essential oils nerd. I too was a mama of littles. I felt like my body would never be the same and wished I could find time for myself. I wanted the confidence and strength to fully enjoy life with my family, but I kept telling myself I didn't have the time, energy, or discipline to prioritize my health. That is until I took a holistic approach to mind, body, and spirit. In this podcast, you will find spiritual encouragement, healthy lifestyle tips, and quick self-care routines to build confidence in your body again. If you're ready to see yourself the way God does and embrace your divine design, go find that pile of laundry you've been avoiding, pop in those earbuds, and let's go. Hey, did you know I have a free Facebook community dedicated to supporting mothers just like you who want to take a holistic approach to their mind, body, and spirit? Inside this private group, you will find practical lifestyle tips for holistic health, weekly encouragement and accountability, as well as monthly live classes where I also answer your wellness questions. You can join by searching Divine Design Wellness Facebook group or by using the link in the show notes. Also, you can become a Divine Design Wellness Insider and receive weekly email updates on the podcast, along with special bonuses and early bird pricing to upcoming offers. You can sign up at www.divinedesignwellness.org/insider. Welcome, Melanie, to today's episode. I'm super excited to have this conversation with you. Melanie is a really dear friend of mine, and she is someone I have known since I was a young girl. One of my first memories of her was her being my Sunday school teacher, probably when I was about 10 or 11. And so I've known her for many years. And one of the things about Melanie that has really stuck with me over the years is that I spent a lot of time in her home as a teenager and as a young adult with youth groups and Bible studies. And I've just always been so impressed by her heart for God, her heart for teaching young women. And I was thinking about this morning as I was preparing like the introduction that I really learned how to study the Bible for myself, not just the way I was raised to study the Bible, in the Bible studies that we used to have on, was it Friday mornings?
Friday mornings.
Very early.
Yeah, those are great.
Grabbing the kids out of bed to go to Bible study. But those are some of my most precious memories. And that's why I'm super excited that you're my first guest on the podcast, because you have played a big role in my spiritual life as well as my wellness journey, because you were one of the people that when I was, first starting motherhood, I really looked up to you because you were in your own health journey, and I learned so much from you about natural wellness and holistic health. So I really am excited to talk today with Melanie about self-care. And this is a topic that I feel like is a huge part of my podcast, but it's also a really huge part of just general taking care of ourselves and how we, in regards to how we take care of ourselves is how we interact with our family, our children, and the world around us. So it's a huge part of wellness. So we're just going to dive right in, and we're going to start today talking about, in thinking back on as a young mother, how did you come to identify self-care, because I think a lot of times we don't even think about that, especially when we're young moms and we're just trying to, you know, keep everybody alive and keep our sanity and get enough sleep. At what point did you really start to understand that self-care was something that was missing and that you really needed to prioritize?
Thank you, Carolyn. I appreciate getting to do this with you. It's an honor. And I've always really respected you and just how much that you really try to put God first and your family. And so, yeah, those Friday morning Bible studies were awesome. And something that I think was actually a really good self-care that we did together, because I think one thing of self-care is it's really important to have that group, the people that encourage you and that, you know, just stabilize you and help you in your walk with God and your daily life, you know, just everything that you're going through. But the question that you just asked, I would say that, first of all, I think that I actually realized that some of the things in my life that I was doing was causing a relaxation response in my body and was actually, it was self-care, but I don't think that I realized it was at the time. And so, I mean, I even look at, you know, like time with God in the mornings, that really is a great self-care. And that's something that helps, you know, you relax and your body to just be where it needs to be. But I don't think that I actually identified it as self-care at the time. I think that through life, I, you know, as I added other self-care things, I realized, wow, this is really good. This is helping my body and my mind and my soul. And so I would say that I feel like it was a lot later in life that I actually realized that it was actually self-care. But I think that, you know, I think that there was some things that I definitely did wrong early on that did not promote good health in my body and was not, you know, giving me self-care. I'll give you an example. When my son was young, when he was probably 1 or 2 years old, my oldest son, who's now 27, he was just a year or two. And I thought it was the right thing for me as a young mom to get my son into some activities. And so we went to the swimming pool and I got him in swimming lessons, and he was stressed out. He didn't want to be there. He wasn't ready for that yet. And I was stressed out trying to get him to enjoy it and to become a part of it and do swim lessons. And so I tried to get him to do this, and he didn't want to. And so anyway, I realized that was stress on both of us, and that didn't need to take place. But I think that, you know, through life, I thought I was trying to do the right things by getting my kids involved in different activities and involved in this and doing the right thing. And so I think that sometimes we think we're doing the right thing, but really sometimes what we need to do for self-care is taking something off our plate. And so I think that it's just been a long journey in figuring that out. And so, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess I didn't mention, but you homeschooled all of your children all the way through. And I'm sure that feels like such a huge, like, victory, an accomplishment to have done that. But I do know, like, what you were saying is thinking that we need to do these things, you know, these specific things to be, you know, doing the right things for our kids. Right. And I know as a homeschooling mom, that's even like, that's a whole nother level of trying to do all the right things, right? Because your child's whole education is in your hands.
Right.
And so that's probably like a whole nother, we could have a whole episode on that, right?
Right.
I know for myself, I have really had to work on like reframing my view of what is important for our kids, for our family, and not just doing things because either like people are asking, well, don't you guys like have social opportunities or right. how are your kids going to know how to do this or that, right? Right. And really having to like disconnect from all of that messaging and comparing to, for one, like the school system and what people's expectations are in society, but also other homeschooling moms, you know, our friends and the people that we're close to, even all of those different messages can be such a huge weight to carry.
Right.
And we're prioritizing that instead of like prioritizing what is important specifically for yeah. my kids and our family.
Right. That's very true. This is something that I've learned, and I try to ask myself, am I getting involved in this because the Holy Spirit prompted me, or am I getting involved in this because I'm just seeing somebody else doing this and I think it's the right thing? Is it mm-hmm. the right thing for me? And so I try to ask myself that question to see if it is something that God wants me to, you know, be involved in. And that's helped, you know, along the way, because you're exactly right. I think it's so easy to just look around and say, oh, that looks like fun, you know, for my family, or that looks like a great experience, or I should try that. But there's only so much that we can do. And if we have so many things on our plate that we can't serve, or we can't do these things with love and joy and peace with all the fruit of the Spirit, then maybe we have too many things on our plate. And I've realized that too over the years. So yeah, good point, Carolyn.
That's something that I'm really learning so much more right now. Uh-huh. I feel like when I was still had really young kids, it right. almost seemed impossible to find that time of stillness.
Uh-huh.
Which, like, looking back on it now, I can see that I was kind of putting myself in a box because I had this idea of what quiet time was supposed to look like.
Right.
And because it seemed so impossible, I kind of just gave up on it a lot of times.
Right.
But now that I'm getting to a better place with just being still with God and being able to just sit with Him and like just be in, like you said, just relaxation with Him, not right. feeling like it has to be, you know, this structured
right.
thing where, you know, it's got to look a certain way, where it's just being with God and waiting to hear from Him, or just pouring it all out and walking through it with Him. I think for young moms, mm-hmm. there has to be, I think sometimes we don't have enough encouragement from people that have already gone through it to be reassured that, you know, quiet time doesn't have to look like the person's quiet time who doesn't have young kids anymore, you right. know?
Yeah.
Because I think I got stuck on that.
Yeah. And I would say that it's changed for me through different seasons of life, you know? I think learning to be okay with interruptions is huge for moms with young kids. I used to read my Bible and pray on my exercise machine. And sometimes you just have to stop, you know, and get off, maybe nurse your young child, maybe even just hold your infant while you're praying on the couch and just, you know, realize that that's an interruption that is just as important. And we need to give ourselves grace. God gives us a lot of grace. But I think a lot of times we're hard on ourselves when something doesn't happen the way we want it to or how we expect it to. And I always say something is better than nothing. Unrushed time with God is so, so good and refreshing. And young moms, you will get there one day.
Yeah, I agree. I still catch myself, even like, of course, my kids are all older now.
Uh-huh.
So they have, you know, they're so much more independent where in the mornings they have their own little routines.
Right.
So I have the flexibility now to go in my room and I like to just like sit with the window open.
Yeah.
And have my like time. Uh-huh. But there are times when they will just like barge in, and or even my husband will come in when he's working right. from home.
Right.
And I have to really check my heart.
Right.
Because I've gotten really accustomed to having that time
right.
more to myself. Uh-huh. And so when I do get interrupted, it's right. like, no. But right.
I think that's the biggest struggle right there is when, you know, when it's not what we want, because that's really we're right where we want to be. And interruptions, you know, just they're hard. They're hard to deal with. It's true.
Yeah. I think too, another thing, like you said, is like managing your expectations.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably like a lifelong journey, right. you know, whatever season of life or motherhood is
uh-huh.
managing what expectations you have from, right. you know, day to day, situation to situation, because uh-huh. that is where I know personally I get really caught up in maybe even expectations I didn't even realize I had. Just in my mind, I saw things somewhat, you know, one way.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't go that way.
Right.
And immediately yeah. you're trapped in that, you know, emotional right. response.
Right.
Without even realizing it.
Yeah. And I think it's even more challenging if you're a list maker, because maybe not just your time with God, but interruptions in general with the family. Because if you're a list maker, you're wanting to get as much as you can done, and interruptions only can delay that. But at the same time, sometimes God uses those delays or those interruptions to teach us something or to do something, you know, that to be an encouragement to somebody in the family. So yeah, that's a very good point. Interruptions and expectations.
Yeah, I don't remember who it was. It was one of my friends who is a big list maker.
Uh-huh.
And I really appreciated that she shared that when she does make lists,
mm-hmm.
which like that's her thing, she prays over the list
mm-hmm.
once she's done and asks God to show her like what his priorities are
right.
and where her priorities need to, you know, be submissive to that.
Right.
And I thought that was really great, because it is easy to get just caught up in like, oh, these things we have to do.
Right.
And, you know, especially as moms.
Mm-hmm.
And not taking the time to then say, okay, God, what is your right. priorities for today? And where right. do I need to adjust mine?
Exactly. And sometimes when the kids are young, it's feeding them, changing diapers, and keeping everybody alive and fed. You know, that's even huge sometimes.
Yeah, and that is
not getting other things that we would like to accomplish, you know?
Yeah, I definitely, looking back, can see how I wish I had a little bit more perspective
mm-hmm.
when I was, you know, so young, starting being a mom so young.
Definitely.
Like realizing how valuable those things that feel so mundane and unrecognized, you know, that yeah. those are the things that really, you know, in those times, they are what matters. They are what takes care of our children.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that's like God's biggest mission field for us when our right. kids are in the home is right. children.
Hey, Ma. We are putting a pause on our conversation for today. But I encourage you to join me next week as Melanie and I finish up our conversation on self-care with some really great bonus tips and tricks for how you can practically implement self-care in your day-to-day life in a realistic way. So be sure to tune in next week for the rest of this conversation.
Before you go, don't forget to join our free Facebook community at Divine Design Wellness Facebook groups and get signed up to become a Divine Design Wellness Insider at www.divinedesignwellness.org/insider. Hey friend. I hope today's episode blessed you. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share with another mama who may be struggling to see themselves the way God does? Also, please leave me a quick review on Apple Podcasts, as it brings me so much joy to know this podcast is helping you. All right, I'm off to chauffeur my kids around again. I'll meet you back on Tuesday for another episode. Until next time.